53-year-old Orlando Macklin and 47-year-old Ed Johnson face up to 7 years in prison for registering to vote and casting their ballots last fall. Both were still on parole for drug and theft felonies they had already served time for. It's against the law for felons to vote in Wisconsin until after they've completed their probation or parole. But Representative Joe Parisi of Monona says if a bill pending in Madison becomes law, these two men wouldn't be facing more time in prison.
We wouldn't be spending our scarce, tax dollars and criminal justice resources pressing charges against someone for the crime of voting, not voting twice, but simply wanting to participate in the democratic process. I'd certainly rather have the Attorney General using my tax dollars pursuing murderers and rapists than people who want to participate in the democratic process.
The bill, Parisi's co-sponsoring, would restore voting rights to felons as soon as they're released from prison. But Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen opposes the bill. He says that would remove a penalty that is an important part of holding criminals accountable for their crimes.
It's very easy to say that we can reduce crime by making fewer things criminal. However, when we call things criminal, usually there's a very good reason behind it, and I think this is just one such law.
The Felons' Right to Vote Act didn't make it to the floor this session, but supporters say they came close to getting the votes to pass it, and they plan to try again next session. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.